USA Radio News.
President Trump is in Kansas City, where he's set to deliver remarks at the 2018 Project Safe Neighborhoods National Conference. Before leaving for Kansas City, though, the president did have some big news.
Bill Barr will be nominated for the United States Attorney General position. I think he will serve with great distinction.
But that's not it.
Heather Nauert will be nominated. She's going to work with Nikki Haley to replace Nikki at the United Nations. She'll be ambassador to the United Nations.
The government's November jobs report falls short of expectations. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
The U.S. Labor Department saying the economy added 155,000 jobs last month, below the 190,000 most economists had predicted. But the jobless rate remained near historic lows at 3.7%.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
A Honduran woman is believed to be the first member of the migrant caravan to have a child in the United States after scaling a border wall with her family and giving birth within 24 hours. This move is reigniting the debate surrounding anchor babies and birthright citizenship. Linda Vega is an immigration attorney. She joins Fox News and says what's next regarding this woman's plea for asylum.
If she's found not to be credible, she then goes before an immigration judge to determine whether she's credible to remain in the United States. But even if she's determined credible, that could take months or years until they possibly get to her case.
Police are continuing to investigate a bomb threat at the Manhattan building that houses CNN. The news headquarters was evacuated while anchor Don Lemon was on the air.
I'm waiting to get the all clear to be able to go back up, if possible, to my studio.
A man claimed five bombs were planted at the Time Warner Center, although no bombs were found. This is USA Radio News.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one, too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. But do it now.
President George H.W. Bush was laid to rest on Thursday as a special funeral train took his remains to their final resting place on the grounds of his presidential library and museum in College Station, Texas. Meanwhile, one of the most talked about images of the week was former Senator Bob Dole saluting the casket of former President George H.W. Bush. Dole tells Fox News how that whole special moment came about.
I came to the rotunda just to say goodbye, to wheel up the casket and maybe stand up. And so I did that with no thought of saluting. And they got me up and stood me up, and it was almost automatic. My left hand went up to my forehead.
President Donald Trump and First Lady Melania Trump were joined by eight Holocaust survivors in the East Room of the White House in Washington to celebrate Hanukkah. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
Mr. Trump said more than 2,000 years ago, a band of Jewish patriots reclaimed their freedom from an oppressive dictator as they prepared to rededicate the temple by lighting a lamp. He called what happened next an everlasting symbol of Jewish perseverance.
They found only enough oil to light the lamp for a single night. But despite this, the lamp burned brightly for eight nights, an everlasting symbol of Jewish perseverance.
I'm John Clemens.
Please remember, you can always check us out online at usaradio.com. Got a brand new website up. Also, Facebook, check us out at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.